if you can, bring to mind an issue of some kind. You know, something that has been bothering you or has some intensity for you. In the first way to engage the mind, see if you can be with what's there, exploring the five major aspects of an experience. You know, a sense of what are your thoughts related to this experience, this issue? How about sensations in your body? And of course, feel free to go at your own pace and pause this recording at any time if you want to spend more time with something. So how about sensations? What's it feel like in your body to have this issue? Or emotions? What feelings are related to this issue? You might name the feelings to yourself, such as sadness or irritation. And there might be some combinations, like thinking he's a jerk and feeling mad, but also hurt. And desires, what wishes or wants could be related to this issue? Both surface desires as well as deeper ones. Surface desires such as, you know, I really wish my partner would listen to me with more attention. And maybe underneath that wish is a longing rooted in your childhood. To have other people recognize your existence more and treat you more like you matter. So what desires are there related to this issue? And last, in terms of exploring the aspects of this issue under the heading of letting be here, being with it, what actions are related to this issue? Now, they could be subtle actions such as posture in your own body. So if you think about this issue or you get, let's say, reactivated related to this issue, what bodily postures are natural? Or what sort of gestures, like, you know, would come up for you? Or how about facial expressions as another kind of action? Additionally, there are gross actions, you know, behaviors of different kinds, and you can, you know, remember some of the behaviors you've enacted that relate to this issue, or imagine some behaviors you'd like to do, but perhaps wisely haven't done, or perhaps you could do wisely. Okay, so we've been exploring in some ways what I think of as the surface of the issue. And now we'll take another few moments to, if you can, try to get a sense of what might be underneath this issue. maybe softer, more vulnerable feelings or desires or needs in yourself. Perhaps things that are more at your core, you know, feelings that just really hit home, that are more central to you than more peripheral emotions. Or in this, there might be desires or views that are really at the core for you. So think there too. What could be more fundamental to you related to this issue? And younger. We're still being with this issue. We're still exploring. I'm not trying to change it. What could be younger? Maybe related to earlier versions of this issue in adulthood? Earlier similar upsets, let's say? Or perhaps material going down to your teens or even your early childhood? What could be relevant? What feels younger, maybe, in this issue? Okay, I'll take just a few more moments. In this first way to engage the mind, being with it. All right, and now let's shift into letting go. Releasing, reducing the negative, pulling weeds. So to begin with, see if you can challenge some of the thoughts related to this issue that seem untrue, or only partial, or even harmful. You can argue against them with two or more, ideally three or more, rebuttals. And you want your good lawyer to win when you argue against thoughts that are untrue or harmful. You might simply just say to yourself in your mind as you consider certain thoughts that you have that are or beliefs, assumptions, expectations, perspectives on things, that's all thoughts. As you do that, you might say to yourself, you know, that's just not true. I know that's not true. You can do similar kinds of releasing with sensations in your body. Maybe there's some holding or tension related to a particular issue. You know, maybe if you're scared, there's a sense of withdrawing and a bracing in your shoulders, and you could relax that. Or maybe you feel related to this issue, a kind of weakness, you know, a kind of, don't hurt little Ricky. And instead, you could let that go and let your body move into a more natural posture. Maybe there's just a tension in your belly or a kind of heaviness in your heart, and you could let that go as well. Feelings, letting go of feelings. You might have a sense of the feelings draining out of you. You can imagine, if you like, that there are little valves at the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes, and the emotions you're attempting to release or helping or encouraging or allowing to release are flowing out through those valves in the tips of your fingers or the tips of your toes. And you could even imagine that. As appropriate, you could vent some feelings. You might, express them in some way. There are a variety of ways of doing that, including writing them out and, saying things on paper that you would never give to anybody, and then burning them or tearing them up later as you like. Just exhaling and imagining that the feelings are flowing out of you like a yucky looking smoggy cloud as you exhale. And desires, letting go of unhelpful, unwise desires related to this issue, letting go of intentions or fixed goals, letting goals change. If a certain goal isn't good for you or others, or even if we're good for you or others, but it's just not working, you don't have the resources to fulfill that goal, poignantly sometimes, sadly sometimes, maybe you need to let go of that goal. It's just not happening. That one, right now at least, it's just not going to happen, perhaps. Or maybe there's some addictions here, some cravings, some forms of drivenness, some attachments to outcome that, too, would be good to let go of. You can literally feel that desires are leaving your body. And you could also talk with yourself inside your own mind, just being honest with yourself. That desire is not good for me. It's not that I'm a bad person for having that desire, but it's not good for me. It's not working. I need to move on. Maybe that desire made sense when I was young, or maybe it made sense when I was in a particular situation. But these days, it's just not helpful. Maybe, we'll get to it soon, but there could be better desires to replace this one with. But minimally, right now, as I let go, I know I need to back away from this desire and disengage from it and let it go. Okay, and actions, letting go of actions that are not helpful. Resolving in your mind just never to do something or other again. I've had my moments of that, certainly. Or there could be a shifting in your body, a subtle shifting where you realize, I can let go of, you know, walking around like this. I just don't need to do this all the time. I can let it go. Or maybe I have a kind of combativeness in my body, a kind of, you know, approach to things. And, you know, I can let go of that too. I don't need to, you know, approach life as if I'm at war with it. And you might also imagine particular actions, including acts of speech, things that are said or the tone that's used related to a particular issue that would be appropriate to let go of. And decide for yourself that you're just going to not do that anymore, or at least you're really going to dial it down. Okay, in a few moments, we'll shift into the third way of engaging the mind. All right, so now letting in. Replacing what you've released with thoughts or feelings, desires, emotions, actions that are more helpful here. So, to begin with, what would be some useful thoughts, some true helpful thoughts? Useful perspectives, or kind of a view, like a big bird's eye view on the situation that would be useful to you. What about perceptions, ways of seeing things? You know, would it be helpful to, you know, look for other facts that are useful or true that you're maybe overlooking? What body sensations would be good to cultivate with regard to this issue? Right now, I'm hearing the wind outside my home office, and it has a kind of peacefulness to it, as well as a reminder of things keep flowing. This too shall pass. So perhaps paying attention to the sound of something like the wind around you would be really, really good for you. How about emotions? What kinds of various feelings or moods would be beneficial to cultivate here with regard to this issue? Perhaps calling up feelings of compassion for yourself or compassion for others. You don't have to agree with them, you don't have to approve of them, but having compassion of them could help you feel better as well as being benevolent. Or maybe feelings like gratitude or gladness or awe or just playfulness, delight in life altogether, or maybe confidence or feelings of being worthwhile, feeling loved by other people. What might be beneficial for you to cultivate in the garden of your mind with regard to this issue in terms of emotions? course, there are also desires. What intentions or purposes or values would be beneficial for you to develop more of or become more motivated with regard to? What rewards would be good to identify, particularly the expectation or the felt sense of an anticipated reward that you could use to motivate yourself better toward what would be useful with regard to this issue? How could you perhaps recognize that there are higher values, maybe, than the ones you've been pursuing so far? You know, choosing a greater good over a lesser good. Maybe you've been pursuing something that's good, but with wisdom, with perspective, you can see that there's an even greater good, an even higher value to pursue here. And last, actions. Are there perhaps postures or expressions in your face or subtle ways of moving in your own body that would be really helpful in this issue? Maybe imagining how you could stand in a group or sit in a meeting or orient to your partner or to a child in ways that would be more useful, more beneficial. Or you could imagine yourself acting in more skillful ways, doing certain things, calling up certain people, enlisting certain kinds of help, going to see that doctor, talking with that lawyer, actually opening up that pile of unpaid bills, cleaning out that old closet, having that too long deferred conversation with that other person, scheduling time to get to your emails, not as some kind of to-do list or New Year's resolutions that you know you'll never do, but very sincerely, very for real inside yourself, recognizing, it would be good if I did these things, and mobilizing the feeling inside of commitment to doing what would be good for you and others. You can imagine this as well. And you can feel this commitment mobilizing in you. I'll take just a few more moments here with this third way to engage the mind. Feeling what you've cultivated and whatever is useful or beneficial in this practice really sinking into you, becoming a part of you, weaving its way into your brain and your life. Okay. Coming out of this practice as we approach the end of this presentation, good. Okay. So, in terms of our final slide here, we've talked here, I've talked about the path, in a sense, and different aspects of the path. The being with aspect of the path of healing and everyday well-being and effectiveness, self-actualization, and if you like, spiritual practice. Also the aspect of the path that has to do with reducing the negative, letting go of what's negative. And the third aspect of the path that has to do with growing the good, cultivating flowers in the garden of the mind, developing inner strengths, which is so much of the focus of this Foundations of Well-Being program. Of course, having said all this about the path, at the end of the day, we need to walk the path. As M.C. Richards says here, a knowledge of the path cannot be substituted for putting one foot in front of the other. So, may you keep putting one good foot in front of the other. I'll try to do the same. Thanks for your time and attention here. And this is Rick Hansen for the Foundations of Well-Being.